Oh, Father God, it's good just to take time, isn't it, to worship God and to recognize that that's where our strength comes from. Our strength comes from our relationship with Him, not from knowing about Him, not from talking about Him, but from being in relationship with Him. And when we really take time to think about who God is, who He is to us, but who He is in Himself. He is the author of salvation, the author of everything we need in life. Then our focus is necessarily on God. It doesn't slip to other things. And I want to echo the prayer of one of those songs as well and say, Holy Spirit, come and fill us afresh now. We mix our metaphors when talking about the Holy Spirit. And yes, of course, for us as Christians, the Holy Spirit dwells in us. He is the living water within us that wells up. But He's also the refreshing rain. Colin was talking in the prayer meeting beforehand about how we've needed the rain. And Father, I pray right now this morning as we stay in Your presence, that You will both stir up the living water within us by Your Spirit, but that also You will pour out Your Holy Spirit afresh on us from above, that those two things will stir up, will become the mighty river that is Your life. So, Father, we just thank You for Your commitment to us, Your utter faithfulness towards us, and we bless You in Jesus' name. I know Jean has already read a couple of psalms, but I think as we've been preparing for this meeting, we just found the psalms over and over again were speaking to us. People seem to be reminding us. Videos we watched mentioned psalms and so on. And I just want to add to the list, as it were. This morning, I was looking again at Psalm 73. And just a verse from it, really. I nearly missed the goodness of God. I nearly missed it. And why did he, it's Asaph writing the psalm, and why did he nearly miss it? Because he was too busy looking at other people's lives and feeling jealous, envious, disturbed, whatever. But he'd taken his eyes off the author of our salvation. The author of his salvation, he was looking and he said, I nearly missed the goodness of God. And yet it was all around me. I was surrounded by the goodness of God. The other psalm that spoke to me this morning was Psalm 101. And again, there's so much of a challenge in it. I'm going to read a little bit. This is from the Passion Version, and it starts off saying, integrity. Lord, I will sing about Your faithful love for me. My song of praise will have Your justice as its theme. And we've already mentioned that justice is just such an important thing at the moment. There are so many stories around on the news and that have affected people that we know and love. And it's all about justice. And we have to know that our God is just and that He's on the side of those who are oppressed and put down by the injustices of the world. And so it is only to Him that we can appeal to sort some of this stuff out. But it goes on to say, I am trying my best to walk in the way of integrity, especially in my own home. And I was so challenged by that, to think that actually my own home is the place where it's easiest not to walk in integrity. It's the easiest place to think that no one's watching, so it doesn't matter what I see on the television. It doesn't matter quite how I speak to Jean. It doesn't matter quite how I do stuff in the same way. And I know in my head that that's not right. But the real challenge is, do we walk in integrity in our own homes? It's an important thing for us to realize. I've spoken this week to some people who are finding it difficult, in particularly where they've been more locked down than some of us, feeling inadequate, that they're not reaching out to people, they're not doing what God would have them do. But we need to realize that in spiritual terms, how we are on our own, in our own homes, is actually affecting the spiritual surroundings, our environment in our society. So integrity in our own home, integrity in the way we are when we're not being watched or we don't think we're being watched, is really important. So there's a challenge for us.
The other week, I was in a Zoom meeting, just for change, and the next person who's going to share came on the screen and just somehow lightened up the whole meeting. We weren't grumpy, we weren't low. It was just general chit-chat. But the lovely Sally came on screen and she was just glorious, and she just beamed through all the meeting. And some of the things that we were talking about weren't easy. Some of the things that we were talking about, we were being thankful for. And so I just felt that it was really important to ask Sally this morning to share what she wants to share, really, this morning. So, Sally, if you can unmute yourself, my lovely, and I'll hand over to you, and to look forward to hear what you've got to say to us this morning.
Thank you. You asked me to talk about what lockdown's been like for us, and in the beginning, I suppose, we were a bit stunned going to happen. And in fact, we were 2 weeks decided we were so old that we were in danger and we should stay at home before they actually locked us down. We are not that old, but there you go. But in the beginning, we used to being without and making do, so I dug out all the seeds I could find in the flowers with the runner beans and carrots with
Mrs. Tim.
Yeah, and I cleared out cupboards and I had a great time, and then I got bored with that. I got sad. Now I thought, I can't see my daughters, I can't see my granddaughter and my son-in-law. I like people and I like hugs, but I decided just got to pull my socks up and get on with it a bit. Stuff, which is amazing but scary. It's like being in a science fiction movie, isn't it? You know, it's lovely to see people, but you can't hug them. And we had a lovely little FaceTime with Rebecca, Joel and Iris, and Iris was sat there talking to us, and the cat jumped up in front of me and she said, "Nana, put the phone down and pass me the cat, please." And I thought, I can't do that, and she couldn't understand why not, but of course maybe one day we can, because it's a bit weird out there. Victoria was going to come over from New Zealand. And, of course, she was in the best place. They locked down. They all had to go home. They all got paid. And we knew she was safe, which was lovely. But, of course, it means we haven't seen her for 18 months. You know, she's reluctant to travel with the way things are happening here in the UK. So then it got too hot for me. And read books, and then I decided I was a bit lazy, and in between all of this I was just praying. I think that because of it all going on out there, it did scare me, but no, I was anxious for weeks and weeks. I prayed about the world, prayed about my family, I prayed for my friends, for my neighbours, and then it just all got too big. I thought, crikey, I can't be doing this. It's all too complicated. But I realised that God knew that, and he knows what's all the complications. He's in all of the detail. So I didn't need to beat myself up for the fact that I stopped praying in some respects. You know, I again, and we'd been depressed a bit, a pair of us. But we're extremely fortunate. I'm so thankful that we're retired. I'm sorry for all of you that have to go out to work. And we've been able to be here. We've got enough room in the house not to come to blows. We've got a lovely garden. We can go out there. We've eaten fresh vegetable now from our garden. And we've learnt to know our neighbours. We've got neighbours that I still haven't met, but I know because they set up a WhatsApp group. And they've been fantastic. We've all been bartering and swapping things. And even rubble in the garden has gone into somebody's patio because he couldn't get supplies. And everybody rummaged everywhere. And we swapped bricks and rubble. And we've swapped ingredients for recipes. And we've been asked some of the neighbours, the youngsters, to come around and they are that old and we can't do it anymore. So that's been really lovely, and I've been grateful for my church, really, and grateful for our clever Tim, because what would we do without him? It's so lovely to see everybody. I see my home group once a week. We have chats and chats and chats. We do a lot of chatting and a lot of supporting and cleaned for each other and gardened for each other even. And it's wonderful to be part of a group of lovely ladies that support and encourage and love me, warts and all. So that's my hugs. I really do. And singing with other people. And worship's fantastic. It always has been. But to not be in the worship with everybody else. And of course, mostly with Miss Victoria. You know, she's still out there and she's FaceTime. But I have to admit, you know, sometimes I pray, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I do good things, sometimes I don't. And it's all very bizarre, but we've never lived through this kind of thing before. And I think what we really have come to the conclusion is that we've all got to change our way of life. It won't go back to normal. There will be a new normal, I suppose. But I think it's focused my mind on what are the important things. I'm so thankful for my washing machine virtually every day. I'm so thankful. When my mum used to wash all the washing in the bath over a washboard for 8 of us. And I'd put the washing machine on and press a button and say, thank you, Lord. But I worry about the people out there. You know, I pray for the medics and the nurses and the scientists and the abused and enslaved. It's those people who are who've not got a fraction of what I've got, and we can all get lost in what can I do. We can't do anything, but we can. What we can do is pray, and that's the biggest tool I've ever had in my whole life. I was gobsmacked when God found me. I'm still gobsmacked that he loves me. But he's never going to go. He's always going to be with me, whatever I do. And I'm just...
Wow. Thank you so much, Sally. I knew you were going to be real. I knew you were going to be honest. Thank you so much. That's just really, really amazing to hear. And it's comforting to know that I've shared some of those emotions that you've talked about. And I think it's really good to hear people's stories when things haven't been always hunky-dory, because it's giving us permission to know that it's okay if life is not all that good all the time.
Yeah, okay.
So thank you very much indeed. That's wonderful. Wonderful time. Thank you.
Oh, what a challenge that was too, just to keep praying, keep praying.
Keep praying.
So thank you, Sally, for that. Right, our third guest is someone that I've suddenly realised this morning that I've known for more than 40 years. Doesn't seem like that because neither of us are old enough, of course. but it's my good friend Paul Derias, who I did ask to share a little bit from because of his involvement in the community at the moment. I thought we could hear some of his story, which is also going to help us in praying for Marlo in the days, weeks and months to come. So, Paul, without further ado, over to you.
Great, thank you. As Nigel said, Nigel's asked me to share some thoughts about business in Marlo and how we might pray for the town. So for those, quite a few people may not know anything about me, you know, as the church has grown and so on. So a little bit of background. This is where I started a commercial property practice nearly 40 years ago. Yep, here we are then. That's me on the left when I had hair and John Major glasses, and the banner over our business was Creed, not Greed. And I'm pleased to say that in 2017 I sold the business, and I'm still a consultant and a director of the ongoing business, but I don't have any financial responsibilities or liabilities in the way that I carried through three periods of growth and three recessions. So over the years, I've dealt with probably just about every commercial property in Marlow, either advising the landlord or the tenant. And I've been on the executive of the Marlow Chamber of Commerce for 10 years, being president last year. And the Marlow Chamber is very interesting. It's got about 70 member businesses, mainly in the SME sector. And I'm also on the exec board of Globe Business Park, which covers mainly the large corporates, 50 businesses on Globe Park. And they employ, I think it's something like 75% of all personnel in Marlow. So I feel very much linked with both the small businesses and the large corporates right across Marlow. So I thought 2020 was going to be the year of starting grandparent duties, but COVID-19 has stopped all that. And instead, I've been busy providing advice to both landlords and tenants about rent arrears, restructuring leases and contracts in the light of the current economic crisis. So what have been the challenges of COVID-19 in Marlow? I guess to start off with, employers have had to really reshape their businesses very quickly in loads of ways, refinancing the business, ensuring safety and the well-being of staff, securing sustainable suppliers, staff working from home. I mean, the list really just goes on and on. And I guess from the employer's position, some have been made redundant, others have been furloughed, or roles have really changed significantly. And as you go around in Marlow, you're obviously aware that non-essential shops, offices, restaurants, day nurseries have all been closed for the last 3 months, and they're only now gradually opening up and adapting to the new COVID protocols, of which I think all of us are probably really getting quite familiar with. And then if you go around Globe Business Park, it still looks closed because only about 10% of all the personnel are back in the workplace. So in the midst of all this sort of lockdown, we've had some really creative initiatives born. And Tom Kerridge is a classic example with his Meals for Marlow project. Tom would be the first to say that it's a team effort and has involved generous donations from business and others, with many volunteers helping. And obviously, you know, Tom is but one example. So, okay, I just wanted to give some pointers for prayer over about Marlowe and the whole business environment. And in 1 Timothy, it says, I urge then, first of all, that petitions, prayers, intercession and thanksgiving be made for all people, for kings and all those in authority. So I thought, well, let's first start then with those in authority. Let's pray for business owners, directors, managers, and folk in positions of leadership who need to make radical decisions to restructure their businesses, to make good and wise decisions, and to consider their customers, employees, and suppliers. And then secondly, let's pray for employees, those that, who might be on furlough, worried about their job prospects, for folk made redundant and are job hunting, and for employees with a job but now managing considerable change in what their role is or how they will work with colleagues in team, working from home, etc. And then thirdly, I thought about let's pray for those who are in power and with influence. You know, all the political leaders in the area, they're humans just like us, and so they need prayer. And so I just want to commend Marlowe Town Council and Bucks Council, that they might make wise decisions in the face of considerable resource and budget pressures. And I just want to also commend Tom Kerridge, that he would continue to use his high profile for the good of the Marlowe community and beyond. And fourthly, I thought, let's pray for the people of God, that's i.e. us, to continue to bring hope. Obviously, as the people of God, we have a message of hope that we can share anywhere, no matter what else is happening in our world. And I think right now, I think our call is to offer 4 things. I know I've just referred to hope, but I think it's 4 things that are on my mind. Firstly, peace. Secondly, hope. Thirdly, creativity. And fourthly, wisdom. And the reasons for that are, I think, peace. You know, folk are so stressed and worried sick, and they need to know a peace in the midst of the storm. And as you know, the peace of God overcomes anxiety, stress, and worry. And we can carry that. Secondly, hope. That hope overcomes despair. You know, folk are despairing of their own situation, or of the UK, or indeed of the world. And we are in a position to encourage folk to make the next step. All is not lost. It's help them to make one step forward and to be courageous. And then thirdly, on creativity, I thought, really, that's a big word, but really, I'm just talking about fresh ideas, fresh ways to perhaps overcome old and dated ways. You know, just sometimes one change in a business, or one new idea, or what trying something different can make such a difference. And then now fourthly is wisdom. And really that's wisdom to take action thoughtfully and appropriately. And I was thinking that we all know folk who are in work or are looking for a job, or if we're retired, that, you know, they will have children who are in challenging situations. And so there are really many and varied situations to listen and to take interest in others. So maybe we can all just offer encouragement, support and practical help. So a couple of little practical things I was just thinking for us. Firstly, when you go about Marlowe through the town, or when you go perhaps through Globe Park, pray for the shops and the restaurants and the offices and factories. You know, you might even know some of the shopkeepers personally. And or secondly, when you're online and you may be sort of booking a delivery slot or an appointment or a reservation, you know, those are just can be a little key just to sort of pray for that business. Just another thing that's just in my mind, and I haven't got the answer for this, but I just want to throw this for prayer. I'm not sure how we're going to use some of the opportunities that we have had to have an influence in the community, what that will look like in the future. You know, we've got we have had the benefit of Santa Fun Run, for Love Marlow and Lighthouse to be ways of which we can love and support the community. And I'm obviously disappointed that right now that's been impacted. And I just pray that we can make those events can either return back in a meaningful way, or whether we can have some new opportunities to express love and care and support in the community. So in finalising, I just want to say that my prayer is that we might have greater opportunities to serve and love the people of Marlow, to have inspired connections, and to bring those four things: peace, hope, creativity and wisdom. Thanks, Nigel.
Thank you so much, Paul. That was just amazing and clear. I think what we'll try and do is maybe get some of your prayer points posted on the River Chat, so that people can know quite specifically what to pray for. That's just really helpful. When we were meeting as a team, well, probably fairly near the beginning of lockdown, we were praying about Marlow, and it just saddened me so much walking up and down the high street to see so many empty shops. And my prayer is for Marlow to flourish, not to just get by, but to flourish. And maybe Paul's given us all the practical pointers for praying for Marlow to flourish. We want God's blessing on this town where we live. Yeah. God's blessing on the people who live here, who work here. And we want to see God's blessing in the flourishing of our time. That was just amazing, Paul. Thank you so much.
Yeah. It's been so encouraging over the last few weeks for us to see the Marlow chat and see how much prayer has been going on. In fact, I think probably in some ways there's been more praying than ever in our community. And so it's just interesting, isn't it, that with three very, very different sets of sharing, prayer is still the key thing, with Alistair being encouraged to start praying, Sally being challenged about praying, Paul giving us lots and lots of pointers for prayer. So that's just brilliant. And as far as our community is concerned, I have been so encouraged over the years that in Proverbs 11, it says that a city is built up through the words of the righteous, that as we speak well of our town, as we pray for its flourishing, that's what's on the heart of God for us in our communities. And just one final thought, in 1 Peter 2 and verse 9, we are reminded that we are a chosen people, a royal priesthood. And so many people agonize over what it is they're called to do, what it is they're called to be. And we have the fivefold ministries and all the other things, and people say, well, I'm not sure what I am. Let me tell you now, you are a priest. We're all priests, and priests are there to help the people to connect with God. And whether you're at home, stuck at home, or whether you're out on the streets and able to talk to people, whether you're in business still and still working, whatever you're doing, you are a priest of God. And we're going to finish this morning by listening to one of my very favourite songs, which is Godfrey Birtle singing Just One Touch from the King. Because in the end, that's the only thing we can rely on, that a touch from the King can change anything. And towards the end of the song, he starts listing things. He starts praying for the nation. O land, hear the word of the Lord. And I just encourage you, as we get to that point, that you can put in there anything that you're praying for. Hear the word of the Lord. Just one touch can change everything.
Yes, Marlow, we pray blessing on you in the name of Jesus. We pray that you will be a place that flourishes, because one touch from the King, we were touched, people were touched, businesses were touched, people in schools were touched, people in factories were touched. We just pray, Father God, that you would touch Marlow, the people, the businesses. We pray for blessing, and we pray that they would flourish, that lives would flourish. Friendships would help lives to flourish. People who are finding things difficult, things who have lost people, lost their jobs, that we would be people who would be able to stand next to them and put our arms around them and bring you into those situations, that they would come to flourish in their lives, Father God. Thank you so much that you care so much about each one of us, how precious we are to you. And you care so much for each one of our situations, where we work, where we live, our family, our extended family. Just thank you for your amazing love.
Amen.
Amen. Well.